The Tomb of the Dauphin. We're in front of the Chapel of the Dauphin. The history of France is closely interlinked with the history of Sens. Sens is now a provincial sub-prefecture, but under the Gallo-Roman Empire, it stood at the heart of a vast province. In the Middle Ages, it became the seat of one of the most powerful archbishoprics in the Kingdom of France. Can you hear that? It's the sound of the bells, taking us back in time to the 27th of May, 1234. We have a front row seat for the wedding of Louis IX to Marguerite of Provence. Saint Louis and Marguerite spent their wedding night at Sens, in prayer, of course. A person who marries in the cathedral also rest here for eternity. Let's look at the Dauphin's tomb. King Louis XV commissioned the sculptor Guillaume Coustou to make this mausoleum. It houses the remains of the Dauphin, the son of Louis XV and Marie Leczinska. Next to the Dauphin, his wife Marie Joseph of Saxony, daughter of the King of Poland, is laid to rest. Look at the statues to the right of the monument. They represent the church and the cross placing a crown of stars on the urns of the couple. On the left, you can see Father Time with his scythe covering them with a veil. The Dauphin and his wife were the parents of the three last kings of France. Their mausoleum inspired a famous writer when he visited the cathedral in 1839, Victor Hugo. Under this marble lies not only the insignificant son of Louis XV, but also Louis XVI, Louis XVIII, and Charles X. In other words, the extinct race of Saint Louis, represented by the three kings: the beheaded king, the exiled king, and the king who was chased away. The great royal branch of Louis IX came down from this altar and finished in this tomb. Before we leave the Dauphin's chapel, you may be interested to know that three stained glass windows, like the ones in the ambulatory, had to be destroyed to build it. Let's go past the Saint Savinian Chapel and then stop in front of the Chapel of the Sacred Heart. Thank you for continuing your visit.